Lesson 3, Sons of the Living God. Objective, each young man will better understand Heavenly Father's character and attributes and will want to become more like Him. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4, Psalm 103, verses 6 through 8, John chapter 17, verse 3, Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35, Acts chapter 17, verse 24 and 26 and 28 through 30, Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 17, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 10 through 12, chapter 12, verse 9, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, and verse 16, 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20, Alma chapter 26, verse 35, 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 48, Ether chapter 3, verses 11 and 12, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 35, verse 1. 2. Materials needed. A. Copies of the Scriptures. Each young man should bring his own. B. Picture 1, a fatherly-looking man. C. Pencils for marking scriptures. Note, do not try to rush through this lesson material. Go into the scriptures in depth rather than passing quickly over them. Take 2 class periods if needed. Suggested lesson development. Honoring Heavenly Father. Picture discussion. Display picture 1, a fatherly-looking man. Comment on our natural desire to honor and cherish our fathers. Why is it important to honor our fathers? Scripture quotation and discussion. Have a young man read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9, while the others mark this verse. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9. Point out that the need to honor our earthly fathers is as nothing compared to the need to honor our heavenly Father. To worship Him properly and exercise faith in Him, we must understand who He is and what He is like. Read the following statement from the prophet Joseph Smith. Without the idea of the existence of the attributes which belong to God, the minds of men could not have power to exercise faith in Him so as to lay hold upon eternal life. Lectures on Faith, number 4, verse 2. Why is it so important to us to understand what Heavenly Father is like? Emphasize that without such knowledge, we could not have confidence in Heavenly Father. Read and discuss John chapter 17, verse 3 with the young men and help them see how important it is to really know Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. John chapter 17, verse 3. Suggest that they mark this verse. Heavenly Father's character and attributes, chalkboard, and scripture discussion. Explain the following characteristics of Heavenly Father. Have various young men read the scriptural passages included with each characteristic. Note that some of the scriptures may refer to Jesus Christ, but the characteristics described are also attributed to our Heavenly Father. On the chalkboard, write only the italicized portion of each sentence. As you discuss the characteristics, ask the young men how their faith can become stronger through knowing about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Summarize the young men's comments on the chalkboard if there is enough space. Heavenly Father's character. 1. He was God before and after the world was created. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Write omniscient on the chalkboard and explain that Heavenly Father knows everything. Omni means all, and scient refers to knowledge. Have a young man read the following. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20. Explain that Heavenly Father knows everything. Understanding this can make it easier for us to put our complete confidence and trust in Him. 2. He is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, long-suffering, and full of goodness. Psalm 103, verses 6 through 8. He is kind, understanding, and patient with our sins and imperfections. He gives us hope that we can repent, be forgiven, and become like Him. 3. He does not change, and His course is one eternal round. Doctrine and Covenants, section 35, verse 1. We can trust him completely. He will never change. He is always the same. 4. He is a God of truth and cannot lie. Ether, chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. What he says will happen. We can put complete confidence in his word. 5. He is no respecter of persons. Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35. He loves us and does not regard one person more than another. 6. God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 and 16. He loves us and wants what is best for us. Everything he does will be for our good. 7. He has all power. Alma chapter 26, verse 35. Write omnipotent on the chalkboard and explain that it means all-powerful. Explain that he is able to fulfill all his promises. He has greater power than Satan or any other force. 8. He is completely just. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4. He is perfectly fair, and we will be justly rewarded for obedience and punished for disobedience. Our relationship to Heavenly Father. Scripture and discussion. Have the young men read the following. Acts chapter 17, verses 24, 26, 28, 29, and 30. Help the young men understand that we are the literal offspring of God. Explain that just as offspring grow up to look like their parents, we look like God, and he looks like us. We are his children, and we have the potential to become like him. Quotation. Share the following comment by Elder George Q. Cannon. We descend from this Father. We are his offspring. We possess his attributes. It is true they are not developed, but we possess them, and he desires to lead us forward until we shall be like him. This is the object of the gospel. Gospel Truth. Selections by Gerald L. Newquist. Volume 1, page 131. Scripture quotation and discussion. The Apostle Paul also taught that we are children of God. Have a young man read the following. Romans chapter 8, verses 16 and 17. What is an heir? One who inherits or is entitled to inherit property, rank, title, or office. Emphasize that since we may become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, we have the possibility of becoming like them. Each of us inherited godlike traits from our Heavenly Father, and as priesthood bearers, we have covenanted to further develop those traits. Share the following statement by President Brigham Young. I want to tell you that you are well acquainted with God, our Heavenly Father. You are well acquainted with him, for there is not a soul of you but what has lived in his house and dwelt with him year after year. We are the sons and daughters of celestial beings, and the germ of the deity dwells within us. Discourses of Brigham Young, selected by John A. Widsoe, page 50. Have a young man read the following. 3 Nephi, chapter 12, verse 48. What does this verse say about our divine potential? Chalkboard discussion. What can you do now to develop your divine potential and become like Heavenly Father? List the young men's answers on the chalkboard. Conclusion. Quotation and testimony. Read the following statement by Elder Robert L. Simpson. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Psalm number 8, verse 4. A loving Father in heaven, concerned for the welfare of his child, might well answer, Why, you are my son. I love you very much. I listen carefully each day, hoping to hear from you. I want so to one day have you back where you belong. Improvement Era, June 1970, page 83. Bear testimony that because Heavenly Father loves us and is our Father, we have inherited his attributes, and he wants us to develop them fully through the power of the Spirit. Challenge. Challenge the young men to remember that when they pray, they are talking to their literal Father in heaven. Challenge them to kneel in private and pray each morning and night during the coming week. Have them report their feelings the following Sunday. End of Lesson 3, Sons of the Living God.